Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Tuesday. Ooh, it's another cold day here in Grace Harbor. How's the weather where you are? Believe it or not, growing up in Florida, there were some Christmases where it was actually warm enough to go swimming. It's certainly been a big adjustment to move to a place where it gets cold, but the first year it snowed on Christmas was absolutely magical. This year, I don't really know if it's going to snow or not. My weather app says we have about a 30% chance, which isn't zero, but it's not great either. On the other hand, Mr. Rutherford says he knows it's going to snow because he can feel it in his knees. That sounds silly to me, but he's lived here all his life, and I guess when you get to be his age, your knees start to predict the weather, so who knows? All I know is that Christmas is coming, snow or not, and we're in the home stretch of Advent. We've spent the last 3 weeks preparing for Christmas by focusing on hope, peace, and joy. Do you remember what our theme is for this week? I mentioned it last night. It's love. Love is one of those funny words that everyone knows what it means, but it can also mean so many different things. Think about it. I love pepperoni pizza, and I also love my mom. Those aren't the same thing, are they? Why don't you go around really quick and share with each other one silly thing and one serious thing you love? I'm not going to give you the same amount of time as I normally do, so don't spend too much time thinking about it. Just share the first thing that pops in your head, lightning round style. Of course, as always, if you need more time, you can pause the podcast. But let's see if you can fit it in. Ready? Go. Did everyone get to go? Was there a wide range of answers, or did some things get repeated? Either way, it's okay, but isn't it kind of funny that we use this one word to mean so many different things? When we talk about Christmas, that whole range of meanings can certainly apply too. We can love things like the special music, decorations, and cookies because they make us feel happy. We only have them for a short part of the year, and one of them can give us a sugar rush. We can also love traditions, whether in our community or our family. If you were with us the first week of the podcast, you know how much I love the Christmas tree lighting and block party. And tonight is the night we traditionally watch A Charlie Brown Christmas together. I, of course, love both of these traditions because they're a lot of fun. But what means the most to me is the time I get to spend with the people I love. And that's an even deeper kind of love, isn't it? The love we can have for our family, our pets, even some friends, is a special kind of love. If you stop and think about it, for as much as you enjoy their company and appreciate the things they've done for you, my guess is that it's not all about what you get from them. You feel a connection. You feel a warmth in your heart. You feel like you want to do things for them. When they're happy, it makes you happy. When they're sad, it makes you sad, and you want to find a way to comfort and encourage them. It is this kind of love that is the heart of Christmas. Remember last night, we talked about how at the beginning of the Bible, humans stopped listening to God and it messed everything up? But God promised to send someone special to rescue us and make everything right again. Well, that special someone was Jesus, and he came on Christmas because God feels that connection with us. God loves it when we're living like the smart, strong, brave, and kind people God made us to be. So, holding that in mind, let's practice one of our core disciplines, setting intentions. Take a few moments to think about what you can do today to remember the true meaning of Christmas. Perhaps you can write down the sentence, "God loves me," on a piece of paper and stick it in your pocket. And then a couple times throughout the day, you can pull it out, read it, and say a quick prayer of thanks. Adults, you could set a reminder on your phone. Or maybe you can keep your eye out for one person you can help today as a way of sharing God's love. Once you have an idea, go ahead and share it with each other. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Can I let you in on a little secret? Remember how we said yesterday that being active can help pass the time when we're tired of waiting? Well, December 23rd can feel like one of the longest days of the year for me because all of the stuff I've been looking forward to starts tomorrow. But by setting my intentions for the day, it ensures I'm not just sitting around waiting. I'll be focused on finding a way to let the love of Christmas prepare my heart for the big day. Okay, let's close our time together in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for your love. We thank you that your love for us isn't just a feeling, but it's something that led you to come be with us in Jesus. As we go about our day today, may we keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in our hearts. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, have a great Tuesday. And I'll talk to you tonight.